Patricia with Create Your Fate with Cat 58. I come to you tonight on Kane Radio with a master's degree in special education, 47 years as a psychic reader. Recently, I was published in Women's Health Magazine and also on Bustle. This past Sunday, I appeared on CBS television on a program called Focus on the Bay. These have all been great experiences. I am beyond blessed. Thank you to God, my family, friends, colleagues, and to you, my customers, who for helping me make this possible. It's so exciting. So, how are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is August 5th, 2019. It's approximately 5:31 here on the West Coast. Welcome to all of you. I want you all to be here. It's super exciting tonight, too, because we're celebrating National Psychic Week. So if you're out there listening to the show, I want you to email me, and I want you to tell me what tonight's topic is about. And I will send you 2 free minutes, okay? So as long as you email me and you tell me what tonight's topic is about, and this promo is running just for the week of August the 4th, okay? So it ends this Friday, okay? So I want you to, if you're listening, you can email me and tell me what tonight's topic is about, and I want you to listen to the entire show, and because I'm going to give a secret word at the end of the show. And if you tell me that secret word in your email and what tonight's show is about, I'll send you 2 free minutes. And that's a $10 value. So, if any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go to these pages of Kings and like them, okay? If you want to receive a free reading with me tonight on the show and you're listening, I invite you to call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. Again, the number is 657-383-0802. And as I said earlier, Keen is celebrating National Psychic Week. They have some promos running on their website. If you go on to their website and look at those promos, you have a chance to win prizes through Keen. Now, my prize again is if you're out there listening to the show for the next week, you hear the show because these shows are on demand, I will send you 2 free minutes if you listen to the entire show, because at the end of the show, I'm going to give a secret word, and I'm going to say what that secret word is, and I also want you to tell me what tonight's show is about, because it's not just about giving free readings. It's also about a certain topic, because I'm highly educated, and it's my goal to share with other people and help them learn. So, Keen.com is a leading site for psychic reading, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, and anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK Keen. That's 1-800-275-5336. I'm sorry, 1-800-275-5336. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 0481-9206. Again, that extension is 0481-9206. Now, if you missed all that, all you have to do is go on to the little magnifying glass and do it under for the search bar, and you type in Pat 58 on Keen's page, and I will come up. Keen has gone mobile. You can download the Keen app on your smartphone or tablet to receive exclusive offers via text. Text the word Keen to 40506. Again, if you want a free reading tonight on the show and you want 2 free minutes, that's a $10 value. You can call me tonight on the show. And I want you to listen to the entire show. I'm going to give a secret word in celebration of National Psychic Week. This promotion is going on for the entire week. It ends this Friday, August 9th. So Tonight we're going to be talking about how to develop my psychic gift. Is there anyone out there who is interested in becoming a psychic? If you are, I have some suggestions for you. Being a psychic is simple, and yes, anyone can do it. However, the process of developing your psychic gift, it may be simple, but it takes time. We all have psychic abilities and giftings. These gifts must be discovered within ourselves and used over time. The ideas I have are just a few. You must be honest with yourself and others. Next, you must believe in your own abilities and trust what will come next. If used every day, it will help you develop. If you use these tools every day, you will be able to develop and use your own psychic abilities. First, to develop your psychic gift, develop a prayer life. I'm not talking about prayer where you say, "Dear God, please help me develop my psychic gift." What I mean is, in a prayer life, is where you sit quietly and you let God touch upon you. God touching upon you means that He will press upon your heart, mind, and spirit what He wants you to do or say. Now, I believe in God, okay? Some people call God a higher power. We have to believe in something, okay? So I'm a Christian, and I believe in God. I'm a follower of Christ. And so I talk about God here on the show, okay? I pray before every reading, and I invite God into the reading. Now, here we are talking about how to develop your psychic gift. This process can be challenging, as it does not allow for distractions. So you need to find a quiet place. You need to turn off your cell phone. First, you start with 5 minutes at a time. You calm yourself down. You lay or sit in a comfortable place. Clear your heart and mind, and then invite God to come to you. The answers will come. You have to wait and believe. And as time goes on, you can add more time to your prayer life. Hopefully, you will feel less stress and you will feel lighter. When answers come, use them to help you deal with situations which at one time used to be difficult to figure out. This will help you to develop your intuition. So if you use your prayer life over time, you will use your intuition, and it will help you to trust yourself, to trust that inner gut feeling that we all have. After developing a prayer life, invite someone to work alongside you. The next step is to become more in tune with your personal hunches. This is easy and has a few steps. Have your partner draw pictures on a paper, then guess what they drew. The trick to this exercise is to be able to stop, clear your mind, and tune into the other person. Also, follow your first instinct. Follow your intuition. If you feel at first the person drew a flower, then say it. Don't change your mind. At the age of 3 or 4, my mom started doing this exercise with me. So regardless of your age, you can do it. It's never too late. Like with prayer, this development takes time as well. Finally, stop being self-centered. Quit focusing on yourself. Learn to develop your psychic gift by putting God and others first. Today, we live in a self-centered world. Most people always focus on themselves and how they make things happen just for themselves. This suggestion goes against that. It is challenging because it takes being humble and letting go of your personal ego. To develop your psychic gift, I am suggesting the opposite. Put God first, others second, and then see what happens. In other words, I put God first, and then you with God, and others second. Instead of going inward, and making this about you, go outward. Ask God to take over your life and walk with Him. Trust in Him. Going outward is tough, and like I said, it takes trust. But putting God first will help you to align with Him and what He wants for you and what His thinking is for you or her thinking, whatever your higher power is, whoever He is. In doing so, you will learn to trust God, and in trusting God intuitively, you will be able to handle your own life and help others along the way and then feel better about yourself. In closing, developing your own psychic gifts are simple and can be done with commitment and practice. These practices I am suggesting are having a prayer life, developing your hunches, and stop being self-centered. The key to developing your psychic gifts is to believe in yourself and trusting good things will happen with God and that God will use you in time. The key to this is to be patient, as it will not happen overnight. So thank you for letting me share, and I want to hear what you have to say about this topic. Okay, I'm super, super excited because my switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. So I'm going to take 2 free questions, and then I'm going to move on to the next caller. I'm going to ask you where you're from, and I want you to tell me your first name and tell me where you're from. Okay, so here we go. Hi, my name's Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
My name's Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. I'm well. What's going on, sweetie?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. I did pass my test. I haven't talked to you in a couple months, actually. A couple months, few months. I have to take
the
last one.
I've been super busy.
I get it. Oh, my gosh. But you're so accurate. what would you – do you want me to ask – I have a life question.
So, first of all, have you done anything to – do you believe that you have a psychic gift?
I have dreams sometimes that come true.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that your gifting is in dreaming?
Yeah, I don't feel that I'm psychic at all. I'm intuitive, and I feel people, empaths. I think empaths is much different than psychic. When you could feel people, that's
they're
totally
not the
different.
Same. They are different.
I know.
They
I know.
Are different.
But no, I don't think I have psychic gift, honestly.
Okay. So that's fine. So what would you like me to ask her? And where are you calling me from anyway?
Ohio.
Ohio. So what would you like me to ask, sweetie?
Well, I want to ask about, I have a manager. I've got a couple, but I do have one. His initials M. He's kind of tall, kind of chubby. Not bad, but kind of chubby, kind of military-like. I want you to know what he feels about me. Is he ever going to be totally happy with my work? That's my question.
Okay.
I haven't been there quite a year. I haven't been there a year. I'm still on probation.
He's not happy with himself.
I know. It doesn't matter. He's still my boss. You know what I mean? I mean, I still got to do what he says. But you're right. I know that.
Well, things will get better, but they're not gonna ever get completely better. And I'm sorry to be like that, but I'm honest, okay? Otherwise, you're not gonna call me back.
No, that's not true. Would you stop? Be honest. Oh yeah.
So I'm honest. So they get better. They're not gonna be 100% better. He's full of drama, okay? The reason they don't get better is because of him. I mean, what I'm saying is he's a fool. Okay, Jesus could come down from heaven, and he would go, really, prove it to me.
I know. He's like that with everybody. It will get better, though. You do see it came, at least being more satisfied. How's that?
Well, there's you're gonna learn to ignore it, is what
okay.
I see. So So with that practice, Sharon, what I mean by ignoring it is you have to detach. And you have to tell yourself that I'm here to do my job and I'm going to do the best I can for myself.
I know. Okay, that's a perfect way to say it. Okay.
So what's your next question, Angel Face?
What does the next, 60 days, 90 days have in store for me? That's just a basic little reading.
Thank you.
Yeah, the next 90 days, anything that comes up, how's that? I'll let you drive the car.
There's a breakthrough with communication coming your way.
It's got to be work.
Your ambition will pay off.
What'd you say? What will pay off?
Your ambition.
Okay.
So in other words, your hard work will pay off.
Okay.
So you're not going to be so stressed out about money.
No money. Yeah, that's pretty settled right now. I mean, I'm okay with that. Well, I shouldn't say that.
There's more coming.
Okay.
So we can all use more.
I know. I know. I get it. A lot has been going out lately.
Well,
I know.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
And stay on, okay? I'm going to keep you on so that way you can email me and you can get 2 free minutes.
Keep me on, okay? Keep me on. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Sharon. Time for our next caller. Here we go. Hi, it's Patricia. You're live on the air. Okay, they're not there. I'm hanging up. Sorry about that. Okay, let's see. Next caller. Hi, it's Patricia. Your name?
Hi, Patricia. This is Tanika. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I love talking to you. You know, I always look for you on Keen, but love talking to you. I'm so glad to see you on.
Well, thank you. So where are you calling me from? I've never asked you that question.
Oh, I'm calling from Long Island, New York, from New York and Long Island.
Oh, you're from Long Island. I have family on Long Island.
Wow. I want to move from here to move to Florida one day so bad.
I bet you that'll happen. It'll be later. It'll be later than sooner, okay?
All right.
There's some things that where you're at that you're not ready to let go of yet.
My family, my mom, yeah.
So what do you want to know, sweetheart?
I wanted to ask you about me and Frank, the person at work I have feelings for. Recently, I kind of had stopped talking to him because it felt to me like he wasn't even a friend when he told me that he knew this employee. She's a receptionist also like me. But she left the job, but while she was there, I guess she recorded me for my boss when my boss suspected me of going to talk to HR about my boss. So it felt to me like he was a part of that because I felt like maybe he didn't defend me when he heard about that. So I got mad at him, and right now I'm not talking to him. And it feels to me like he's not even trying or anything. So I'm just wondering, what you see with us, with him and, what's going on. Because, I mean, inside I still care about him, but I'm just not showing it now. And he just seems like the same, whatever, he's still not contacting me outside of work. And I'm just wondering, and then when we're at work, he just plays it off,
Okay, so I want you to think about Frank, okay? And
okay.
I'm going to shuffle the cards 3 times. I do that for the Holy Spirit, but it's also to capture the energy, okay? So let's see.
Okay.
So is Frank going to start talking to her again outside of work? And we asked a yes or no question, and I put 10 cards out. Because readings are only 90% accurate. If anybody tells you that they're 100% accurate, you need to ask them if their name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because then I'll take 90%. Let's see. So you will start talking to him outside of work. It feels like there's like somebody controlling this. Okay. He's being influenced by somebody else. That's what I feel. The reason he's ignoring you right now outside of work is because he doesn't want to answer any questions. He just doesn't want it. He's thinking you're going to ask him a whole bunch of questions. And I'm saying, you're probably not. You're a sweet angel, but he has it in his own mind. That's the way he flatters himself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The cards are saying, too, like you're more mature than he is.
I believe it.
So you take that and wear it. You wear that like a Girl Scout badge. You know how they get their badges? You wear it.
Definitely.
So what else do you want to know, sweetheart?
I guess, will things change? Like, will he, you know, like, step up and, like, get the way he, like, does he, will he get the way he needs to be to get back together with me? Does he want a relationship with me? Like, does he love me? Or, like he's just never going to change or something. Like, I don't really know how to word
it. Okay, so I heard you ask 4 questions. So I have time for 1 question, sweetheart.
Okay, I guess what you see with he and I, like, if he's ever going to step up and, you know, get back together with me in the right way, like make a relationship, a final, like solid relationship.
Well, he's stubborn. He will get back together with you. It's going to take a while, though. He wants what he wants only when he wants it. So he will. You have to remain strong and confident, dear.
I am. I'm ignoring him right now, but he doesn't seem like he's cared.
Well, we can look at that if you call me on Keen, and we can ask if it's bothering him. Okay?
Yeah.
I bet it is. But I want to see if I'm right.
You know, because he's not even trying to break through that. Like, any other guy would feel bad and be like, I'm sorry. You know, I know you probably felt like I betrayed you, whatever. He's just not even doing anything.
Well, he'll come around. Thank you, Tanika. Thank you for calling me in. You need to call me on Keen, okay? We can look at that further. And stay on because I'm gonna give 2 free minutes out tonight for the secret word because we're celebrating National Psychic Week and that's my gift, okay? So
all
if
right.
you're listening yeah. and I don't get to you, you guys can stay online and you can hear the secret word. And then what you do is you email it to me, okay, sweetheart?
Okay, I'll listen, and I'll listen out for your email. I'm going to stay on.
Okay, hon. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was awesome, Tanika. Thank you, and thank you for staying on. Okay, here we go. Hi, this is Patricia, your name?
Hello, this is Anne from California. Anne from California?
Hi, Anne from California. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
So how can I help you?
I had a dream with my grandmother on my mom's side last night. And if you have any more insights of what she wanted to tell me.
Okay, what's your grandmother's name, please?
Dorothea.
Okay, let me see. I use cards as a tool for doing dream interpretation. Is that okay?
Sure.
And before I start shuffling, can you tell me a little bit about the dream?
It was myself and my cousin, and I played the clarinet in school, and I was playing the clarinet is what I remember.
Okay, so dream interpretation is not psychic, a psychic reading. Okay, that's why I asked you to tell me about the dream. I do have
right.
a background.
Well, I didn't
in,
know if you could do like, if you did mediumship messages.
Right, but that's a different question. Okay, you asked me to interpret the dream. So,
No, I
music?
Didn't. I didn't. I didn't ask for interpretation. If you contacted her, if you could ask her directly what she meant to tell me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me see. I'm glad we cleared that up. She was like a mother to you, the cards are saying. She's saying that, I get the Wheel of Fortune and I get two coins, so that means things are going to get better for you with the Wheel of Fortune, especially around work.
Great. Yeah.
You're not going to feel like, you're working amongst people and being ignored. And you're not going to feel like you have to defend yourself. Because when you hear music in a dream, that's a good indicator that things are going to get better.
Oh, great.
So what else would you like to know?
About my next job, and where I'll see the opening, or if it'll be a person telling me, or like an online application, or I haven't really found things to apply for that match me.
It looks like somebody tells you about it. That's what
okay.
I see. Somebody tells you. Somebody informs you. Because I get Knight of Wands as the answer card. And it's coming up quickly because I get the Ace of Swords. Excuse me.
Ooh.
So I want to say you'll probably find it within the next 3.5 weeks.
Great.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Have a good night. I'm going to keep you online.
You too. Okay.
Well, it's been great having you all listening as I talked about developing your psychic gift. And tonight the secret word is psychic. So you call me and tell me what the topic was, and you tell me the secret word, and I'll send you 2 free minutes. That's it for tonight. I'm generally on Keen every day, starting at 3:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not online, please email me. It's been a great show. I will be back again next week. Thank you for joining us and me, Pat 58, and thank you for being part of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. Have a great night.